Let's review Freddie Gibbs' mixtape titled Freddie. So Freddie Gibbs, aka Freddie Kane, Freddie Forgiato, is back with a mixtape shortly after releasing his album, You Only Live Twice, an album that I felt was alright, but was rushed. His true story of his time in prison after being falsely accused of raping a minor just wasn't fleshed out enough for me to love it. For those that don't know, he was locked up in Vienna, Austria for a couple of months before the judge found him not guilty due to a lack of evidence. So fast forward to now, we get a mixtape trailer of him reenacting a stereotypical R&B crooner from the New Jack Swing era. Looking at the Teddy Pendergrass-inspired album cover, an album that I personally own in vinyl, I got the impression that maybe he would be doing more singing than usual. But that wasn't the case. Instead, we got some epic trap bangers full of eerie and murky synths, rattling hi-hat percussion, and a lot of sub-bass. The content itself centers around drug dealing, luxury, violence, and sex. All subject matter that he's well familiar with when rapping. Kenny Beats takes up a major chunk of the production. He's produced for the likes of Schoolboy Q and Absol, just to name a few. The mixtape first starts off with a bang with the song Wait. I like the play on words on the hook, those words being wait and wait. W-E-I-G-H-T and W-A-I-T. He brought his best here. But Death Row is probably my favorite track here. I love when that bass drum drops halfway on the hook when Gibbs says Death Row. I love the cadence he brings and the graphic imagery in his lyrics. Of the limited features, 03 Greedo was the best on the album, with his interpolation of Eazy-E's verse on Boys in the Hood. In fact, the song itself is inspired by Boys in the Hood. The cadence on Triple Threat reminds me of one that would come from Project Pat. The beat itself is hypnotizing, especially when the reverb is added. Too Legit has a sample from Mary J. Blige's My Life that fits in snugly. I like the Yoga Flame reference at the end when describing the capabilities of his AK. If you know what the Yoga Flame is, then you probably had to dig in the crates of your childhood when you were using Dalsim on Street Fighter V. Set Set is another awesome track with a catchy hook and graphic imagery. One thing I'd like to note from the song is that he calls out anyone that buys their chain back from a robber gets no respect from him. After all the intensity on most of the previous tracks, Freddie Gibbs closes the mixtape with the song Diamonds 2. I don't dislike the song, it just pales in comparison to the rest. I can say the same with Toe Tag, they're both alright overall. If I had any personal gripes though, I wish there was a prominent melody on Automatic. And I wish the reverb on the interlude FLFM wasn't so heavy in the mix. On the topic of FLFM, it's a funny song where Gibbs sings like he did in the mixtape trailers I mentioned before. If you heard his album Pinata, then you heard him sing a little bit in the last part of the song's Robe and the title track. Robes. This mixtape is a short 25 minutes of material. Most of the songs go below 3 minutes. I felt that every minute was used wisely. It's a solid mixtape for Freddie Gibbs fans to listen to while waiting for his Bandana album with Madlib, a sequel to their collaborative album Pinata. If you like his album Shadow of a Doubt, then I don't see why you wouldn't like this. It's a lit album. I give it a strong 7.